The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just like that, the weekend's over.
She gone.
What happened?
I went by quick.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Monday, the JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. First talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. Jose the truck driver here. Who the... is gonna tell Jess what nap bread is? Selena almost coughed up a lung as soon as she heard it. Around 33 minutes into Friday's podcast, I was hoping we can get a replay. She said, Graham knew what it was. Selena knew what it was. Who the is gonna tell Jess? Are we gonna have to wait till Wild Thoughts? Let's get into it.
I think we are gonna have to wait until the Wild Thoughts. Yeah.
That, I do want to know.
I can't remember how that came up on Friday, but the nat bread was mentioned, and it's a very important item in the history of JV Show lore. And
really?
Like, look, Jess, I wish I, you know, but the one thing I do wish for you is that you had, you know, when you came into this job, done just a teensy tiny bit more research about, you know, the JV Show and JV himself, and, you know, known a little more of the history and done, you know, like really dove in and, you know, listen.
I did listen
to
a lot of podcasts, but I don't remember nat bread.
Oh, well, nat bread wouldn't have been on anything recent.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's been a reference, but I think not explained for obvious reasons that you'll understand after we explain it to you. Not on the air.
Right. Right.
Well,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, I think.
You shouldn't be.
Okay,
shouldn't
never mind then.
I kind of feel like in that Wild Thoughts, again, that Wild Thoughts podcast is for the 18 and up and
yes.
the totally depraved and sicko people, but maybe we find, because I feel like that was a previous Wild Thoughts episode where was really discussed. I feel like we dove into that topic before, and maybe if I can find that, then Jess can listen to that as homework, and then she can explain it back to us on the Wild Thoughts
podcast. I love that.
We'll do that.
Because Jess gets very uncomfortable when she has to talk about stuff like that.
Finding the episode, though, sounds like an impossible task.
We'll see.
At this point. So if anybody on the app wants to help us out, look for that. Remember, you got to be a sicko and over 18 to get into Wild Thoughts.
Something looks different about you, Selena.
Yeah, what is it?
You guys, I got jumped over the weekend and I have this huge bruise on my lip.
I can see that. What the hell?
Just kidding. I didn't get jumped. I got lip injections.
Oh,
my God.
You got lip injections?
Yeah, I did.
How do you feel?
The same.
Oh.
But better. Well, not at the moment. They're still swollen. It hasn't really settled. And I have major bruising.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah, it's very obvious. I forget it's there. And then I'm talking to people. And I can see them
just staring
looking,
there.
And I'm like, at this point, do I even say anything? Like, I'm at the grocery store. Do I even say anything?
Or you just say, my husband told me to tell you I fell down the stairs.
I just don't say anything.
That's what I think you're supposed to say.
I don't see anything.
In that scenario, is talking different because your lips are, they're bigger. Are they, do you feel like the weight of them as they're flapping up and down?
No, I don't feel the weight, but for the first, like when I was doing traffic, for example, just a few minutes ago, it did feel a little different just because.
They bumped into the microphones. They're sticking out so far now.
No, they're not that big.
Oh.
But it does feel like there's something there.
Really?
And it's probably just because of the swelling now, because I've asked so many people who have them, how does it feel? And they say they don't even feel it. So I think now just because it's swollen.
Do you think that this is the beginning of like going back and back and back to get more and more?
It's
and
a slippery
more?
Slope.
Oh, that's my biggest fear. I don't think so. I don't think so because I didn't want to.
Write that down in the.
Yeah,
write that in the
prediction. I'm going to say,
Selena says, quote, I don't think so. And that quote will live forever.
I hope not.
Selena, it's impossible. Never in the history of lip fillers has anyone ever just stopped.
I know.
Right?
How much did you get injected?
What did they put in there,
by
the way?
I got filler.
I know, but what is it? Like, dumb question.
I don't know. I just know it's filler.
I think you would know as you inject something into your body, like what exactly it is.
It's filler. I mean, that's all you really need to know.
So how much?
I don't know. I'd want to know what it is.
I got not even a full syringe. I got 0.6.
You're definitely going to go up.
Oh, of course.
Well, here, so...
Next time is 0.8.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to going up a little bit if... Because I'm happy with the size now. But my sister is like, yeah, that's just because of the swelling. Once that goes away, you're not even going to be able to tell the difference because it's going to go down. So you might have to get a little more. But I don't know. I won't know until next week.
And was the giant bruise over there, was that a misfire? Like, did they hit the needle in the wrong spot?
No, I guess it's... I mean, it's common. It happens.
Yeah.
When you get them done.
Got it.
So
I like them. They look good.
I don't think so.
You don't like.
I'm quoting Selena from a minute ago and saying that she's not going to go back.
They look good. Thank you, Jess.
I wasn't commenting about the Graham, look. I was commenting about
the JV show on Wild 94.9.
Time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh, mine's kind of sports related. I hope I'm not stepping on your toes, Graham.
Probably are.
Does it have to do with the A's?
Go ahead.
Does yours have to do with the A's?
No, not right here, no.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say today is the A's home opener. Yeah. Let's go, baseball's back. They are playing in Sacramento Sutter Health Park against the Cubs. So crazy that they're not here in Oakland anymore. But yeah, today, the game sold out, by the way, so.
It only holds like 20 people, so that's not that big of a deal. The Golden State Warriors unleashed an absolute pounding yesterday in San Antonio. They beat the Spurs 148-106, which was the most points the Warriors have scored in a game all season. With the game completely out of reach in the third quarter, all the starters got to hit the bench, get some extra rest. The Warriors have just 8 games left in the regular season, which is crazy. They are currently in 6th place in the Western Conference. Ooh.
The weather is going to be a little indecisive today. It's going to switch between rain and gusty winds, 2 periods of sunshine, then back to rain, and highs will be in the mid to high 50s.
I was in that, I don't know about you guys, but on my drive in, I was in that drizzle kind of rain the entire way in. Can it just rain or not? That drizzle rain just reminds you that your windshield wipers are trash. You can't see anything.
Mine are so bad.
When it's just that misty rain, it just smears it around. Yeah. Just rain and let the water wash it off. I hate that. Hey, Taurus besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Personal chores take priority. That didn't sound fun. Prepare and organize. Update your style. Focus on the here and now, but nurture yourself with some soul food.
Ooh.
Sounds good. Like, I'm starving.
Part. Sounds delicious.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, don't take this as me hitting on you because that's disgusting, but you can actually tell. Like, you look like you've been working out.
Thank you.
Like your arms.
Wow. Selena with the compliments.
Your arms, you just took off your jacket. Your arms are kind of like bulgy.
They're coming back slowly.
Wow, good for you.
They were in a couple year hibernation there as I was building the house, but now I've been back consistently going to the gym, which you guys doubted, I think.
I was doubtful.
I don't know why you guys were doubtful.
I don't know why either.
I've always worked out.
I feel like you would lie about something that stupid, but
right, exactly. Exactly.
But I believe you now.
It's because you kept putting it off. That's why.
Yeah, I did. It took a while to get. That's always the hardest. The biggest step in working out is just starting.
Yeah.
And starting again. Because once you're in the rhythm of not going, it's easy to not go. Once you're in the rhythm of going, it's tougher to not go because you feel guilty about not going. You know, it's one or the other. So thank you. I've been back.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And the gym, I had to go to the front desk at the gym the other day and ask if they could order me some heavier weights. Because I'm like, what are you guys lifting around here? These things are way too light. So they're going to see if they can get some flown in, special custom made ones.
Oh, my God. How much do you need? How much do you even lift, bro?
I'm joking, bro.
I was like, oh, my God.
I'm joking.
That's actually kind of ridiculous.
So don't skip leg day, though, Graham.
Legs are overrated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about your wife. Poor Kate.
Yeah, she's currently in the midst of a travel nightmare. She has a big company meeting in Chile, and she was supposed to fly out yesterday morning, and make her way that way. That's a long flight all the way to Santiago. That's a very, very long flight. So she was going to fly to Atlanta yesterday and then Atlanta to Santiago. And she wouldn't have gotten there until today. It was an overnight flight to Chile. So it was from Atlanta. So she wouldn't have gotten there until sometime today anyways, this morning. But yesterday, so she left the house about 8 a.m. yesterday morning, head to SFO. And as soon as she got there, she found out her flight had been delayed by 3 hours. Now...
The worst.
A 3-hour delay means you're not going to make your next connecting flight. So she's like, well, now I'm going to miss that flight. So then, you know, the giant shuffle of how can I get to where, and then get on a different plane and thing. And she ended up getting on a flight to LAX because LAX had another flight that was going to Lima, Peru, and then to Chile. Okay. But that flight then just kept getting delayed. So last night when I last talked to her at about 8 o'clock, 8 or 8:30. So she left our house at 8 o'clock yesterday morning. By 8 or 9 last night, she had finally made it to L.A. So, there's a full day.
God.
You could have driven to L.A. and back, I think, in that amount of time. But, okay, so she finally made it to L.A. Then she had to sit there for another 3 hours before boarding a flight late last night to fly overnight into Lima, Peru. Now, that... Well, the biggest issue there was originally she was going to be sitting in business class on her originally booked flight.
Like a girl boss.
Yes. And then I woke up to a text this morning and she's like, not only am I no longer in business class, I'm in a middle seat on an overnight flight to Peru. And she's one of those people who cannot sleep on a plane. So she's just like, this is miserable. She's hating life. Then as she's just now this morning recently landed in Peru, there's a bit of an issue. Apparently, we don't know the full extent if it is going to become an issue or not and if she's going to get sent back. Because when she booked this trip, I was like, man, you need to check your passport because I feel like our passports are due to expire any day now. And we checked, and she's like, no, mine's good for, like, another 3 weeks or something. I don't know. The date was pretty close, but her trip fell inside that. And then we even had friends like, well, I don't know. I would check because if it's within a month or something, it might not work. And we checked with the travel authorities. I don't know how we did it in Chile. And they're like, it's fine. As long as it's still valid during the dates of your trip, you're good.
Okay.
Well, apparently Peru has different rules, and
she's
like, I don't think they're going to let me through. I don't think they're going to let me through here. But I'm like, you're just on a connecting flight. You're not going into the country right now. You're just there at the, but she says there's some issue and she doesn't fully understand what's happening. She said her last text was, I might get sent back, which that would be the ultimate worst thing, given how long it's taken just to get to where she's at now, only to turn around and get sent back.
Why do some countries have the 3 week or 1 month buffer? Like, for what? The expiration date is the expiration date, because that's when it expires. If it expired 3 weeks earlier, that would be the date.
That's what I thought. But I guess maybe they don't want you getting stranded there and then not able to travel back to wherever you came from because your passport's expired and then stuck there. I don't know.
If it's a few days, but if it's weeks, that's plenty of time to leave.
I guess, but you know how long it takes to get a new passport and a thing and whatever and figure it out. I don't know. This is all fingers crossed that she makes it on this trip. But then now she's terrified that she's like, even if I get it, make this one and they let me through here, what happens in Chile if they're like, your information's not right. We're not letting you in.
Yeah, or she gets stuck or something.
She's just going to have to start a brand new life
there.
Yeah. I told her, I was like, because look,
we start a new family. Sorry, Graham, she's going to move on.
I told her that because our kids have been we've been in a really tough phase for whatever reason. And I was like, look, if you don't come back from this trip, I fully understand. Like, I totally get it.
Because
if I was in your shoes, I might not come back either. Our house is a nightmare. lately.
Oh, well, that does suck, though. Keep us posted, Graham.
Well, fingers crossed. We'll see. We'll find out soon.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Sean Kingston, guilty on all charges. Remember, he and his mom were accused of defrauding businesses out of over $1 million in this fraud scheme that involved jewelry and luxury cars and a bunch of other high-end goods. Remember, their house was raided. This was, I think, last year.
Yeah.
And they had this, like, it was just filled with, like, stereo systems and, like, crazy expensive mattresses and a bunch of other stuff. None of it paid for. Well, Sean and his mom, Janice Turner, were found guilty Friday on all five charges they were facing. According to reports, Sean Kingston started crying and told the U.S. Marshal, like, take care of my mom, protect my mom. So she was...
Take care of mommy.
Yeah.
She helped me steal all this stuff, but take care of her.
She was deemed a flight risk, so she's currently in custody. Like,
mom's the flight risk?
Mom's the flight risk, yeah. He is, like, on a house arrest situation until their sentencing, which doesn't happen until July 11th, but they're facing a lot of time. Let me see here. A maximum of 20 years for each count.
They're not going to get that.
But still, five counts, even if they got half that, 10, that's 50 years.
Dang.
Good behavior and time served and overcrowded prisons and
they're
the things.
Like,
3 weeks
true.
Later, they're back out. It's a nonviolent. It's a nonviolent.
Very, very true.
Crime, right? If you were legit facing 20 years, like, there was no chance that sentence was going to reduce 20 or 25 years. Mm-hmm. Would you be a flight risk, Selena?
Yeah.
Jess, would you be a flight risk?
Yep.
Yeah, me too. That's a long time. What are they going to do? Tack on a couple more years because I tried to run away? Well, at that point, it's
find me first.
Who cares?
All right.
It'd kind of be fun too.
Did you guys hear about Jessica Simpson's secret to, like, keeping a smooth voice?
No.
She posted this video on Instagram. She's drinking some type of, I guess, like, herbal supplement. I don't know. It comes in some kind of bottle. And she's telling the story behind it.
They're like, what are you drinking? Because, you know, it's like, it's this Chinese herb thing in it. And I'm like, I don't know. And my vocal coach told me to drink it. And they Googled the ingredients and snake.
Is it like a tea?
It's like a honey. So, if you want a good vocal, you gotta drink snake.
So, it's something that's.
Snake
a,
what?
A, that a male.
Snake number. Oh, snake, num- that a snake male, number two?
No, not a two. Not a number two. Okay. Something that I think a male snake
would
produce.
Only a male snake?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
And she's drinking that?
She's drinking it!
who's the one that harvests that?
They bought it that way because it comes in like a, it's like a prepackaged thing.
I don't know how to give a snake a hand job.
I don't think you can say that.
Sorry.
Gonna strike that from the podcast.
I mean, I would. Never mind.
No.
Never. No.
No, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, take that out of the podcast.
Anyways, Graham, we're moving on. What do you have?
All right, it's time to whip out your brackets, everybody, and check them.
Okay.
Over the weekend, we had the Elite Eight games. Now we are down to the Final Four in the March Madness tournament. Still standing are Florida, Houston, Auburn, and Duke. I didn't see Illinois anywhere on there, Jess, and picked them to win it all. No, they were bounced a few rounds ago. Surprise, surprise, though, because these four teams that are remaining are the four number one seeds that entered the tournament. So had you just picked the top seeds all the way through, you'd have a correct Final Four right now in your bracket. Your bracket would not be perfect. Everybody's bracket got busted a week and a half ago. But I think this is something, unfortunately, we're going to start seeing a lot more of in college basketball. All the top teams, I just feel like this tournament had no Cinderella story, no great underdog story. We had a couple minor upsets early on, and then that was about it. And that's because of all the NIL money that has, I don't want to say flooded into the sport because it was already there, but now it's out in the open, and now these guys can make millions of dollars as college basketball players, which is crazy to me. But the top teams, the top programs, they have the most money to spend. All these teams, whether it be football or basketball, they all have general managers now, just like a pro team.
Really?
And basically that person's job is just doling out all the money. And you used to have to go out and recruit your players, and a coach would fly all over the country and sit in the, living rooms with the parents and the kids and be like, we want you to come to this school and it's a great environment here. You're going to get the best education. No, now they're just like, hey, do you want to make $2 million a year? Yeah, come play basketball here at Kentucky or whatever it be, or Florida.
Wow.
It's the sport has kind of changed. So I think that's going to make, we'll see going forward, but I'm worried that March Madness is going to lose some of the madness, It's going to be like the top big dog players come through and stomp everybody every year. But we'll see. But the Cinderella stories, that's the most fun part about March Madness. And this tournament had none of that. All four number ones. Last time the Final Four had all four number ones all the way back in 2008. I don't know if I already mentioned that or not. Tournament resumes this coming Saturday. We have Florida playing Auburn, Houston playing Duke, and then the national championship game will be the following Monday night.
Interesting. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Ooh, the tea is piping hot.
Well, spill some my way.
It's brewing.
I'm ready to get scalded.
Basically, a lot of drama with Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber.
Uh-oh.
Based on some of the things that Justin's been posting online. Oh, I hate that we have to wait till 7:55, but we have to wait till 7:55 to spill the tea on you.
Fine.
But we'll do it then. By the way, it's Wildany for 9. Hope you had a good weekend. Thanks for hanging back out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, JV Show. This is David from Seattle, Washington. I hope you guys had a great weekend because on Friday, I got some mixed signals from Squirtle on the video that you guys posted, because she said to have a good weekend, but then I see double middle fingers. Does she mean it? Should I have a good weekend? I don't know.
Why is everybody saying that?
I think you need to go back and watch that. We posted a funny little video on Friday before we left, and you do flip off the camera. It looks to me like you flip a double bird to the cameras. Multiple people commented that. I thought the exact same thing as soon as we posted it. And I thought it's an interesting way you use your hands when you speak, but you're just flipping everyone off and have a great weekend.
It's because you're trying to point, but your middle fingers are up. Wait.
Look. I can't figure out why you do it. But
Me either.
I think it's a hidden message. Should I have a good weekend?
Oh, you're
That's hilarious. And it's exaggerated because you have long nails, so it's very clear what sign you're trying to do.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Well, then I hope you had a bad weekend. You know what I was trying to say.
Also, David, thank you for listening from Seattle, Washington. JV Show, number one in Seattle right now. And we are flipping you off right now, all of us, flipping you the double bird.
All the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guess on that talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Loose are a deal breaker for me. They are not coming home with me unless they are nice and tight.
Oh. Whoa! Yay.
I don't think we all have a type, right?
Well, I didn't think guys were that picky.
Some guys take what they can get.
Yeah,
that's true. Right.
And you know you have before, Graham.
No, never.
Yeah.
You're
okay,
sick,
what are we talking about?
I wouldn't. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. And first and foremost, remember, it's a family show, people.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
So keep your guesses PG. Leave those guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Hopefully you've already set the JV Show podcast and Wild 94.9's two of your presets there, because they have presets now on the app. It's really fun. All right, leave us your name and your city along with that guess, and only the first correct answer this morning is going to win a JV Show chug mug.
That's right.
You want to be the first one?
Mm-hmm. Do it now, because we are going to play some of your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you're going to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word, and this JV Show chug mug is yours. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Loose are a deal breaker for me. They are not coming home with me unless they are nice and tight.
Yeah, I like the tight ones.
Okay. What are we talking about?
I forgot.
I cannot think of anything family friendly. And right. This is a family show, so keep that in mind when you're leaving your guesses. All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is AJ from San Ramon. I think that bleeped out word today is pants. Loose pants. Yeah. That's what we're going to go with. Happy Monday.
That's a
happy
great
Monday. That is not the correct thing. No, I'm getting, my pants are going the opposite direction. My pants are going looser right now.
You're getting looser, but
yeah, that's the style.
Do you like the baggy jeans on a woman? Or do you like the more like tighter stuff?
I like the tighter ones. I like the super baggy. I don't know. Are you skateboarding? I don't know. What are you doing?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Samantha from San Jose. And I guess today that the bleeped out word is shoelaces. Have a good day. Bye.
Shoelaces. Don't want those
loose laces.
Nope. You'll fall right on your face.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alex from Benicia. Could the bleeped out word be socks?
Socks?
Yes.
The worst.
Nothing worse than your favorite pair of socks and it loses the elasticity there at the top and they just droop down and slip down your calf.
Right, so it's not socks.
Nope.
What is today's bleeped out word? Think you know what it is? Leave that on the talkback mic right now on the iHeart app. Going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you're going to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And this chuggy muggy is yours. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Loose are a deal breaker for me. They are not coming home with me unless they are nice and tight.
Yours.
Hashtag facts.
Look, this is a family show, so when you're leaving your guests, just remember it's got to be something clean on that talkback.
Fine, the other thing too.
All right, let's go to your talkbacks.
What's up, Wild? This is George, Calvin, and Julian from San Mateo. We're on our way to work and school, and we think the missing word is oysters. You ain't bringing those oysters home unless they're nice and tight, because if they're open, they're spoiled. All right, Graham, Selena, Jess, have a great one. Peace.
That's a good point, but yeah, like those oysters, nice and tight, clams, nice and tight, everything.
Not a big oyster person.
That's all right.
I love them. They're so good. But I'm not taking them home to eat them there.
Do you chew up an oyster, though?
I do. I like to.
So
well,
like that.
Are you supposed to? Are you not?
I don't think you're supposed to.
That little squirmy thing, you're just like sitting there chewing it around and like.
You do kind of like a little, like a small chew, then swallow, I think.
I feel like I'm like either half a bite or the thing just slides on down. Just and the only taste I'm getting is whatever sauce
I just feel like if you don't at least bite it a little, it's like, wow, my money's just being wasted on these.
All right, next guest. It ain't oysters.
Good morning, JV Show. Andrew out of Hayward here. I think the bleeped out word this morning is shirts. Maybe Graham doesn't like shirts. Like some tight. All right, guys. Happy Monday.
Sure.
It's a great guess. I do like a nice fitted shirt.
I can see that. Again, not trying to hit on Graham, but his muscles are bulging this morning.
Selena throwing compliments this morning. I'm blushing this time.
I'm definitely not, but Graham has
been in the studio.
We're trying to get him.
I feel like I should leave.
We're trying to get him to post a picture of his arms, and so far he's not really down to do that. I don't know.
Selena, I'm married.
Me too.
Gene from Foster City. And my guess for the bleeped out word is underwear or boxers.
tighty-whities, Graham?
I don't like tight, tighty-whities, but when your boxer briefs, which is what I wear, and look, us guys, we don't change our set very often, and on year like 10 or 11 they start to wear out. They lose their elasticity.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly in like the leg opening and then the waistband too, and they just look kind of droopy and stuff. That's when they're
it's
not
time for some new
well
ones.
It's not as comfortable. You realize that you do want a little bit of tightness, not tighty whitey tightness, but a little bit. But yeah, I usually tend to keep my pairs for about, I don't know, 12 or 15 years.
Oh my god,
I just said goodbye to something I was wearing in college.
Oh god.
Hanging on by a thread,
they were
thongs at this point.
They were starting to get some holes.
Morning, JV show. This is Janessa from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is collars. You know when some of your shirts get like bacon egg and they're all soggy and gross? Yee.
That's a good guess.
No, but it's not it.
No.
That's the closest guess we got this morning because we did not get a winner today.
Didn't.
Nobody got the correct answer this morning. Shame on you people.
All right, so listen up. Here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
Loose sleeves are a deal breaker for me. They are not coming home with me unless they are nice and tight.
I don't know why shirt manufacturers make these big, wide open floppy sleeves. Those don't look good on anybody. They just don't. And I'm not, you don't need to be like some ripped dude with big muscles to make the sleeves on your shirt tight. All shirt sleeves should look fitted, whether or not you're like a gym rat or not. It just makes you look better.
Those became, the baggier shirts became a thing again recently.
Yeah, it's more like street style.
Yeah.
My husband,
he goes back and forth between fitted and the looser ones. I like the baggier ones too, though.
It doesn't do it if you want to emphasize like that you look like you're in shape, whether or not you are. If you wear a bigger, baggier shirt, people assume you're not in good shape. Like, that's just the assumption.
Unless they see that you're trying to be fashionable.
I'm just telling you what the look looks like. Like, if you wear a fitted shirt, whether or not you are someone that is in shape or not, you will look more in shape. Like, I think people think that you wear this big baggy shirt, these big baggy sleeves, whatever, and it covers you up more. It makes you look more out of shape. This is my opinion, but that's just what I see.
So the fitted shirt you're wearing now, are you wearing it to intentionally look like you've been working out because you have, and that's why your muscles are bulging, or is it just done completely by accident?
No, because I like t-shirts that fit this way. Like, I won't wear the...
Okay, so you weren't trying to show off the guns to me this
morning. If I'm going to try on a shirt, I want it to fit like this shirt. Like, I want it to look more
fitted in the sleeves. Graham, let's post a picture of the guns. Why are you refusing?
If you want to see what my arms look like, just scroll back a couple years on my Instagram. That's what my arms always look like. And then I just
I
was building a house for 2 years.
From last week.
And they're not back yet. I don't have full... I have not achieved full strength yet, Selena. I'm working hard in the gym.
Yet.
I'm not there yet.
All right.
But just scroll back a couple years on my Instagram and there you go. They're there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, I have the best weekend.
Yay. So glad to hear that. What'd you do?
You know, honestly, we just went to my daughter's communion retreat. It was really fun.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Glad
Lori.
You think that's exciting.
Graham,
I'm kidding.
Your negativity out of
great.
This.
Great. I can't wait to go next
year. You know
what? I feel like that's
how we got through, because we did that.
Yeah, maybe. All right, Lori, so you're on to play the JV show. You have Nope Game. Jess, what is she playing for today?
Ooh, this is huge. It's a pair of Outside Lens 3-day general admission
tickets.
Nice.
Oh, my
gosh.
So we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 correct.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I need to tell you. I have my daughters, Reese and Lily and Micah, here with me. Can they help?
Hi, absolutely. Just as soon as you know the answer, you got to get it out there as quick as possible so you don't waste too much time, okay?
And phones down. Okay. No cheating back there.
Question.
Okay, they're only 6 and 5. They're okay.
Hey, 5-year-olds have phones these days.
They do.
That's true. All right.
Okay.
Here's question number 1. What type of cheese is served in a classic Greek salad?
Feta.
Yep. Yeah. Dial back the celebration. You're not through this yet. I'm kidding, everyone. No, I'm joking. You got a couple more though to get correct. All right, question number 2. The vast majority of pearls are created inside of what type of shelled creature?
A clam?
Nope.
Oh.
Clam crabs can make
an oyster?
A pearl, but oysters is the answer we're looking for.
No.
And then if you see freshwater pearls out there, they're made inside of a mussel.
Oh.
Oysters and mussels are pearl creatures.
Oysters. Yes. I should have. Okay.
You were so close. Okay, question number three. Yeah. Arkansas shares a border with 6 states. Can you name 2 of them?
Oh, my gosh. I hate these questions. Kansas?
Okay.
Oh, and,
Wait, did you say Texas or Kansas?
Oh. I'm sorry?
What was the first state you said?
I heard Kansas.
I heard that, too.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I did say Kansas.
Okay, no,
don't
sorry.
Say,
no,
I'll
no,
take
don't,
that
don't
out of the podcast. Don't say Kansas. Try again. It's not that, but think of 2 other states.
Oh, I did not say Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Girls, help me. What's next to Arkansas?
6 states. I mean, you can throw a dart and hit a whole bunch of them right there.
Missouri?
Okay,
there's one.
Yep.
Okay,
one more.
Mississippi?
Oh.
Yep.
Yes!
Nice! Aren't you glad you didn't say Kansas right off the bat?
That would have been bad.
Huge mistake. All right, you guys need this one. You guys can win the game. Question number 4. You guys got this one. I feel like you know it. What kind of hard alcohol is used to make a Bloody Mary cocktail?
Oh, my gosh. It's not just like Bloody Mary mix?
Well, you use the Bloody Mary mix, but what kind of hard alcohol are you putting in there with it?
Vodka.
She only said half of it, but half is good enough. Vodka.
You guys just won a pair of Outside Lands 3-day general admission tickets.
Nice job.
Great job.
Yeah,
ladies.
This means you get to see Doja Cat, Tyler the Creator, Hozier, and so many more.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day.
What is winning this better than the church retreat that you went to?
It was on the same level.
I don't know. I'm going to take back the VOD. Kidding.
Great work, guys. Hang on for that winning. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
We do. A bunch of DMs going. Says, hey, Graham, if you can please give a shout-out to my son, Adrian. He turned 16 yesterday on Sunday, and he goes to James Logan in Union City. We want to wish her a big happy birthday, and we are very proud. They say her, but then right here, we are very proud of him. I think Adrian is a him because they said son. I'm gonna grammatically correct their DM. We wanted to wish him a big happy birthday, and we are very proud of him and all his accomplishments. Love mom, dad, Tati, and his fur siblings, Coco, Ivy, Cash, and Flash. But of course, who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
That's correct. Another one. Hey, Graham, can you please shout out my kid's birthday on Monday? Olivia's birthday was on the 27th, and Brendan's is on April 1st. They are from Dublin, California, if you didn't know. They listen to your radio station every morning on the way to school. Right, that would be the other one. And we'll be very surprised and super excited if they get the birthday shout out from you guys. So happy belated and early birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you please wish my daughter Evie a happy 6th birthday? She's the most amazing 6-year-old in the world, and mom, dad, Caleb, and Eli love her so much. Thank you. So happy birthday, Evie.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, hoping you can wish my husband Peter a happy birthday. We didn't get to celebrate his birthday last year, so I hope he's enjoyed his birthday weekend so far. He's the best husband and more of a partner than I could ever ask for, and I love him so much. We usually listen to your guys' podcasts, so anytime is fine. And just checked, the JV show, number 1 in our household.
Yes!
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Peter, and that's from your wife, Raina.
Happy birthday.
Another one. Hey, Graham, wanted to see if it's possible to give a shout-out to Maddie. Her 14th birthday is today. Happy 14th birthday, Mads. We love you so much. That's from mom, dad, and little sister, Mila. Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, guys, could you wish our son, Lucas Chen, a happy 12th birthday? Please tell Lucas we love him so much and hope he continues to pursue his interests. Stay strong and always be happy. Thank you. That's from mommy, Nicole, and daddy, Johnny. Happy birthday, Lucas.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
One more. Graham, can you please give my daughter, Maya, a birthday shout out? She turns 8 years old today. We love her so much. She's so smart, sweet, funny, and is going to make such a good big sister soon. Ooh, that's exciting. Love mommy, daddy, Olivia, and baby G. So happy birthday, Maya.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's true.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Justin Bieber is spiraling fast. Yep. I don't even know know where to begin. I came in this morning. Jess is like, oh my God, did you see that everyone thinks that Bieber is losing his marbles?
Crashing out.
Haven't we been thinking that based on everything over the past few weeks?
But it's just gotten worse.
It's worse. It got worse over the weekend. If you go to his Instagram page, even his story, it's like a bunch of close-up pictures of his face. And he is fueling rumors that he and Hailey are on the outs. He posted a picture of Hailey close-up of her face to a song titled Jezebel, which isn't really like a nice term to call a woman.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah. So there's that. He also posted, he went live, actually. He went live over the weekend, and he looked so out of it. You can see this video on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. He's clearly drunk or high, out of his mind. His eyes are barely open, and he is sampling some of his new music. He's promoting some of his new music to fans. Graham, this is the new music that he was playing for fans.
Dude, this is good.
Like,
this is so good.
Like, something's wrong, right?
I have goosebumps. That music is so good. It sounds like on par with all the music that comes out lately.
Is that a good point?
Yes, but not on par for Bieber.
Oh, got it. He's exploring a different sound.
I don't know. A lot of people are saying, you know, Selena and Benny Blanco, they're so happy together. They dropped this album together, and it has just sent him spiraling.
That's the theory. That
he's Britney-ing right now.
So there is a song on Selena's album, the one that just came out, called How Does It Feel to Be Forgotten? And a lot of people think that it is about Justin Bieber, to the point that they're posting, because in the song she sings about, like, why don't you just go off and, like, cry somewhere? And people are, like, taking those videos of Justin Bieber crying in public and, like, putting it to that song, and they're posting it, and they think that this has sent Justin off the deep end, apparently, because there's, you know, reports that, I guess, last year he tried to reach out to Benny and Selena to clear the air and, you know, to try to be mature about everything, but Selena and Benny didn't want to talk to him. And then this album just, like, sent him over the edge.
Mind you, he's at this point really just being so embarrassing to his wife, his family in general. We checked Hailey Bieber's account, and she's not following him anymore.
She unfollowed him.
So,
and that, in today's world, is the sign that there is something really bad happening.
Yes. Now, he had also posted a picture, which I couldn't find anymore, so I'm assuming he deleted it, but it was a picture of Hailey, and the song that was playing behind it was Irreplaceable, which, you think of the word irreplaceable. You're like, oh, how cute.
It's on his feet still.
It's on his feed. But the song, if you really have heard and, like, listened to the song, you know that it means, like, oh, yeah, I can have another you in a minute. Like, it's not really a sweet message behind it.
Oh, you think you're irreplaceable, but what? Hold my beer. Yeah, I'll go replace you right now.
So, I don't know. Is this marketing for his new album? Do you guys think that there is trouble in paradise between them?
I think there's trouble. I think he has a substance abuse problem.
Yeah.
I think there also is a new album coming out. I think all of the above. And he's also been posting a lot of birds lately. I don't know what the birds mean, what this symbolizes, but there's a lot of birds on his page.
Interesting. He wants to fly away.
Maybe. Freedom.
Okay, first things first. If we go back in the JV Show Prediction Journal, I feel like I've made a prediction about Bieber and Hailey, and I've never seen this thing go in the distance. I just have never got that feeling like this is going to be something that lasts long, but who gives a fart about what I think? Now, secondly, I can't remember what my second point was, but thirdly, we get a lot of criticism anytime we are perceived to be criticizing Justin Bieber, because he's got a lot of health issues. And anytime we say, well, look, he's got a substance abuse problem, people are like, he's just smoking weed. It's fine. It's legal. Who cares? He can do that. And I pointed out that if I had a newborn or however many month old, like, I'm not posting videos of me ripping bongs in my driveway. And, like, you know what I mean? It's just, like, different. Your mindset changes as a dad, but that's just me. That's not everybody. And I don't know. So what would you say to the people that say, like, this is just Bieber being Bieber? He's just, like, this is just what he does.
I'm saying this, I'm not criticizing him to be mean. It's coming from a place of genuine concern. The weed, I don't really care about. Weed is just weed. I agree with that. But I don't think it's just weed anymore.
Yeah.
It is coming from a place of me being actually worried. Mm-hmm. People in the comments are like, oh my God, it's giving Aaron Carter. And
It's giving Britney vibes to me.
Yes, and a lot of
before we're like, we got to give Britney more freedom. We got to give her, and then we gave her more freedom. We're like, and then she started posting stuff like this. And we're like, whoa, maybe we shouldn't have given her that much freedom. This seems to be, I don't know. The social media posts that he's doing remind me a lot of.
Yeah, a lot of people want, you know, someone to check up on him. By the way, I did go back to the prediction journal from January. Graham, you said you gave him 2 more years before they break up. Selena, you said they break up this year. I said they break up in September.
Wow, so you guys all have taken the stance that this is done.
You thought they were sticking around the longest.
For 2 more years,
Man, I'd like to update that now, given the...
Let's strike that from the podcast.
Given new details that have come to light, but I don't remember you guys all being on the same page with me.
Yeah, I guess we were.
All right, Graham, what do you have in trending?
All right, the VTA transit workers strike in the South Bay. We know it ended last week, well, sort of, only because a judge told them they can't be on strike because of terms in their previous contract. All the service was supposed to be restored by today, and that is unfortunately not going according to plan. I say unfortunately not for commuters, of course. The buses started running on Friday, so all the bus service is up and running. Then they were just supposed to be waiting on all the track inspections for the light rail, and that was supposed to be all wrapped up by this morning's commute. Well, that's not the case. They are still running tests and inspecting. They're doing test runs and still inspecting tracks. So if you think you were hopping on the VTA light rail this morning, it's not yet running, but there is bus service this morning. So there is something. I just want to throw this out because, look, if I was a VTA worker and we went on strike for almost 3 weeks and then the judge was like, hey, you can't actually go on strike. And then we didn't get anything that we wanted because no new contract has been reached and there is no word on when the sides are going to head back to the bargaining table to get negotiations back underway. Are you dragging your feet a little bit on the rail inspections? Because I would. I'm going to take my sweet, sweet
time. I'm in
no
rush.
Inspecting those tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we get a new deal done, please?
Yeah. But it is affecting over 100,000 commuters in the South.
So if a lot of people depend on these people, these hard workers, get them paid and let's move forward.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Justin Bieber. People very concerned, think he's gone off the deep end.
I'm calling just to give a comment about the whole Justin Bieber thing. I think it's to do with P. Diddy, all the stuff coming out and the alleged abuse. And so if he's going to be going to court soon, all that's going to be coming out. And maybe, you know, obviously some stuff he doesn't want told in front of the world that's going to be coming out. And him having a kid now, I think that's what's going on, pushing him over the edge. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Maybe it's a combination of everything. It's just been like weighing on him, weighing on him, weighing on him. It just does not stop. And then Selena's album. And then it just came to this, what we saw over the weekend with his live looking crazy.
I hope health-wise that he's doing okay and has support around him, right?
Have you seen the live video?
Yeah, I don't think
he's okay.
I mean, I know, but like, I don't know. We've seen erratic behavior from him before. He was sitting in a tree in Central Park one time, barefoot feeding squirrels, wasn't he? Like,
but that sounds more wholesome than what's happening
than
now.
This. And I feel like that support system was Haley. And now, I mean, she doesn't seem to be around him a whole lot. She's unfollowed him on social media. What if he's pushed everybody else away?
Do you think the Diddy downfall?
It could be.
Is a factor.
I think it's a factor. I don't think it's the main thing.
I don't
think
so either.
But I think at this point, if Haley is a new mother, I think she is focused on her child and she can't be like babying Bieber anymore. Like she can't be there.
That's a good point.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he has some unresolved issues and some stuff related to Diddy. I'm with you. I don't think it's the driver behind this.
But maybe just because the trial is getting closer, he's starting to... It's weighing heavier.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe it's a little bit of that. All right, Graham, tell us about this DM.
All right, so I got a DM on Instagram, and it was not intended for me, and it was somebody talking a bit of smack about my house. Now, one of the design decisions, because my wife was, look, I build it, and I let my wife pick everything out. I said, what do you want? What color do you want this cabinet? What do you want? Okay, I'll put it in. I'm the guy that builds it. I mean, I weigh in on opinions, but like if she's got a design vision in her head, like this is what I want this space to look like.
Then your opinion don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Just show me what it is and I'll make it happen.
Okay.
And one of the things that she chose was to put, it's awesome. We have like a pantry space that you can walk into. It has its own bit of countertop and a sink in it, like where you can do dishes or whatever. I've always wanted that in a house, and that was one of the things when I drew the floor plan for this house. I'm like, I want to make sure I have an extra like pantry space that we can put all this. You have people over for dinner, throw all the dishes in there. They're not just sitting out, you know,
love that.
On the counter. And extra storage space for, you know, the pantry. So you put all the food and stuff in there, yep. too. I always wanted that. So I drew that into the floor plan. Anyways, and below that sink there in the pantry, instead of cabinet doors below that, my wife put a little curtain. And that's like very like old school, like 50s, 60s, I don't know what era. And they'd have a curtain below that sink cabinet. That was like a thing. And it's that design. And a lot of people are like, what? No, what? I would never do that. And a lot of like these design trend things and people and designers that my wife follows, like that's the thing that you're seeing again. And so she did that. I was all for it because it's cheaper than getting cabinet doors made and painted and things I got to install on the cabinet. That's way easier. Just put up this little thing and the curtains. So I got a DM and I couldn't tell at first. I didn't realize at first it wasn't for me, but it said, a curtain on the sink cabinet? Who does she think she is? Little House on the Prairie? And
oh my God! And it's worse than I thought.
And I like respond. I responded like, haha, like it's a design trend that you'll, you know, start to see all over the place. And then, and I'm not going to say her name, then she responded and was absolutely mortified.
She admitted
You've never it? Seen a slew of DMs come in faster, apologizing. She's like, oh my God, I meant to send this to my friend. This was not meant for you. And I'm so sorry. And then she went on to heap a bunch of praise on the house and the pictures and things
whatever,
that I posted.
At that point,
and she's like, oh my God, I love your guys' house. It looks amazing. I love it. Love it. Love. And then, you know, and was really nice about it. And look, I can
it's kind of funny. That was good.
Right. It's a funny joke. Like I'm not offended when there were plenty of other people there were plenty of people that, you know, to that picture and some other stuff in our house have just like flat out said that they don't like the thing or whatever, which I always find strange. Like, I'm not building your house, I'm building mine. So yeah. Like, you know, you paddle your own canoe. But those ones at least, you know, flat out were just face to face talking smack to me, you know, in a DM, I guess, which is one thing. But then when you're attempting to talk smack but send it to another person, it accidentally shows up
to me.
I was laughing.
That's my worst fear. I talk a lot of smack. not about your house, but just about people
in general. Everything.
And if I'm texting my sister, my biggest fear is that I'm going to send it to like who I'm talking about. Oh,
send it
my
to the boss
God.
Or send it to a coworker or send it to, to a friend.
The person that sent you this message, Graham, is it somebody you know?
No.
IRL in real life?
No.
Okay.
Definitely just a listener.
Okay. Oh, they could have cleaned it up and just been like JK LMAO instead of admitting that.
I would have just changed my Instagram name so you would have said user does not exist.
Yeah, I would have blocked you.
Oh my gosh.
I think they did because I can't, when I search for that DM, it's no longer there. God. So I think maybe they did.
I don't blame them.
They did block me or delete it.
When people say these things to you about choices that your wife made, do you tell her about them?
No, because my wife has and I've never like promoted or anything, but she created her own like kind of Instagram account to track some of the stuff along the way on the house build, and she posts different design things and stuff on that account. And I don't think she really posted that much, but people would you know, leave their comments like, why would you do that? Or that pink color is no good. Or that, you know, people, it's social media. People have opinions on absolutely everything.
When it's something that your wife picked out, don't you feel like, don't you get a little bit more defensive? Because it's your wife, you feel the need to like stand
fight
up
back.
For her. Yeah, I do that with like friends and family. More
I think
myself.
If they were making negative comments about her, like more personally, like design stuff, everybody's got their own. Some people like, you know, white kitchens, and some people like everyone's allowed to their own stuff.
If your they wife were, likes the black
if
ones.
If they were, she likes the dark. Our kitchen is like dark. We have dark brown cabinets. Yeah. Like everything's like darker and kind of moodier in this house, and like that style is not for everybody. So like
I like it.
It doesn't really offend me. She and I will chuckle though, because it's like, who thinks, like, what's the motivation? It's the same thing as what's the motivation to leave a negative comment to anybody? Like, what you're gonna tell me, like, you don't like the paint?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why, like, she was gonna do it behind your back.
Who gives
she
a fart?
She just happened to send it directly to you.
Little House on the Prairie.
Right. What is she? Little House on the Prairie?
Is that do you have a picture up of the little curtain thing you were describing?
I don't, but I can, you know, we can
send it over.
I can send one over so you can see it.
On JV Morning Show. I would like to see it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, we were just just talking about your wife's Little House on the Prairie curtains.
Uh-huh. She put a little curtain under our pantry cabinet sink, and somebody accidentally sent me a DM talking smack about it. What does she think she is, Little House on the Prairie?
This little curtain under the sink, and I'm just thinking of Friends, on Friends in Monica's apartment. They had that. It's cute. I mean, maybe not as sanitary. I don't know. It depends what you're storing under there. It's cute. You do you.
Do you, boo.
You do you.
What
yes.
is she storing under there? I mean, she said it could be dirty if there's dirty things under there, but I mean...
What do you? I don't understand. How is that less sanitary?
I don't know. Maybe if you put like a...
I guess doors are easier to just wipe off versus having to take the curtain off and wash it, I guess. That's what they meant.
I don't know.
Wash? I don't know. I don't think there's really much under that sink. Maybe some soap.
Were you able to find the picture? I know you were going to.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. I had it on my story. So if I go to my story history and the thing, you know, technology, it doesn't want to show it to me, but it's here somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, we'll post it again.
Go to your archived, Graham.
That's where I am.
All right. While you're doing that, can we talk about Hooters for a quick second? Mm-hmm. I guess Hooters, in order to avoid bankruptcy, they are going through a re-Hooterization.
A re-Hooterization?
Yes.
That's a thing?
So the restaurant.
I see what you did there, restaurant. That's a good one.
They are attempting to overhaul their image and become a more family-friendly restaurant in order to not go under. Now, they are a family-friendly restaurant now. Wow. I mean, you can take your kids there. There's not anything like explicit or R-rated going on at these restaurants. It's just a restaurant. Yes, okay. The women are scantily clad, but kids are welcome. But it's just how people perceive the restaurant, as it being overly sexual and a place where only men go to. Do you think Hooters can change how people perceive them? Can they do an image overhaul?
Nope.
Or is it too late?
Too late. I think it's too late. I think they already have the reputation and like the image for what they are, and I think people just automatically don't think about taking their kids there.
I think it's a little too late too.
I mean, you can evolve, but it's a slow evolution. You can't expect to make changes and people to be like, this is totally different. Like, it's not going to happen overnight.
No.
You can make
like
a slow evolution.
Even if they gave, you know, the ladies that are working there different outfits and they're covered up and they're wearing mm-hmm. pants and, I don't know, some, like, windbreakers or something.
Well, that sounds boring.
I know. It sounds
Why
boring.
Why am I going there again?
But I'm saying,
the fried pickles?
Even if they did that to, like, reassure everyone, like, hey, we're not being overly sexualized anymore, like, no one would know. Like, how would people find out?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it's too late.
So you
When's the last time you went to a Hooters?
Ooh. It has been years.
I don't even remember.
They have wings there, Selena. That's your favorite food group.
No, I know. I'm just saying. They actually have really, really good wings. Their food is really good, but I just haven't gone there in a long time.
Where is the nearest one?
South City?
I know there's one in...
Is that one still there?
There's one in Dublin, I want to say.
There was one here in the city, but it...
That one closed.
She gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I Googled it. One that's coming up is in Roner Park.
Roner
yeah, ain't
Park.
Nobody going out there.
They don't have the one in South City's not here anymore.
Jess, have you ever been to a Hooters?
I've been to one. I think it was in Fresno, though. No, I don't remember where it was. It was just a really, really long time ago. It was fun.
It is weird that if a kid does go there, everyone's like all up in arms, like, "Oh my God, you took kids there!" It's just a restaurant. With some
permanently closed. The San Bruno one permanently closed. Take
really?
A moment, say goodbyes, man. Wow, it's definitely been a long time since we've all been to Hooters.
That's why they're trying to do this image overhaul, because I guess they're this close to having to file bankruptcy.
But they would have to.
They've been flirting with bankruptcy for years and years and years. That company's been struggling.
That is a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm hoping you can help me give a big 10th birthday shout out to my son, Jackson. His birthday was yesterday. He celebrated with a sleepover with his friends on Saturday. And he's just an all-around great kid, does good in school. He's about to test for his purple belt in karate. But best of all, he has a big heart and he's always looking out for his family and friends. Jackson, Mom, Dad, and Izzy, love you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
Woo! Happy birthday, Jackson.
Happy birthday.
Hope you get that purple belt.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's true.
Should have took him to Hooters for a nice little birthday
little celebration.
Yeah. We were just talking about Hooters. They are trying to undergo an entire image overhaul to appear more family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the kids on down to Hooters and enjoy some food. Again, they just don't want to have to file for bankruptcy.
Good morning, JV Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond. Just a quick comment on the Hooters restaurant. I've only been in one once, and that was a long time ago. I applaud them if they can effectively make the change, but I'm with Selena and Jess. I think it's too late. For me, I think it's just in the name, right? I mean, it's the reputation's there, the name, it's there. So I don't know. Best of luck to them, though, I guess. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah, the place is called Hooters.
They would have to switch the name.
You can't change the name, then you've just...
Hooters and more.
Just go out of business. What's the more? A lot of guys are going to be calling
Hooters
in. What are they? There's going to be more?
Hooters with a C.
There are other restaurant chains like this that are still operating successfully, right? Isn't there like a Twin Peaks or something? Again, they're highlighting...
Oh, I've never heard of that place.
Something.
Oh.
I don't think we have those here, but nationwide, I think, aren't those still up and running?
But from the videos I've seen on TikTok, people are like, I would not want my men to go in here.
To Twin Peaks?
Well,
I think
there's plenty of places you don't want your man to go that are operating very successfully. There's a lot of strip clubs that make quite a bit of money. You don't want your man there. It doesn't mean they're not making money.
True.
That's a good point.
Very true.
Can we talk about how expensive it's going to be a bridesmaid this year, you guys?
Yes.
If you are going to be one, listen up. It's going to cost you. You might want to start saving already. Experts have revealed the average cost is going to be between $600 and $900, but... Because that might not sound like a lot to you right now, because I know we've all spent
that
way
still sounds
more.
Like a lot.
But this is just taking into account the dress, the accessories, the hair, the makeup, shower gift, and wedding gift. What this doesn't cover, the bachelorette party, pre-wedding outings.
Yeah.
If your dress is designer, so more expensive, all of that is going to be added to the $600 to $900. What do you guys think? Because
yeah, you're blown way past that. 600 yeah. to 900.
That's a lot.
If you're going
of money
to a bachelorette party.
Like, for one day. I mean, yeah, the bachelorette party, that is like a separate outing. But for one wedding, it's so much money.
I know. Even just to be a guest to a wedding and just getting your right, not even like a bridesmaid's dress, just buying a dress to wear to a wedding, having to travel there. If you're having to get a hotel, you know, and then the gift on top of that, like just going to a wedding is expensive.
Yep.
Now, if you're having a wedding, are you still expecting shower gifts and wedding gifts and all of the gifts basically from your bridesmaids, even knowing that they're spending this much money?
I wouldn't.
I think most ladies are.
You think so?
I don't know.
I think at that point I would feel so bad having them give me gifts. So I don't think, I mean, if it's, it would be nice if they give you something, but I don't think you can expect at that point.
Definitely not. I mean, I didn't expect anything, but also it was a destination wedding. It was a little bit different.
That like, gift like, rules are different
right,
there.
So I think that's a little
yeah,
different.
Yeah. So that is also not accounted for in the cost of this. So if you have to make travel arrangements for a destination wedding,
it's a lot.
It's so expensive.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, going to any wedding that you can't turn around and take an Uber home from. So, you know, it's like I go to a friend's wedding in LA or something. I got to book a flight. I got to book a hotel for two nights and things. And then as a guy, I mean, sometimes you got to rent a tux or whatever. And those things aren't cheap. I'm only using it for one day. Jeez, it should be like $20. It's like $200.
And then being a part of a wedding, sorry, Jess, I know you wanted to say something. If you're like a bridesmaid, or I'm sure the groomsmen go through the same thing, it's like you want to celebrate your friend. It's his or her special day. So then you're like, at the bachelorette, you're like, drinks on me. I got you covered. I'm paying for your meal. I'm doing this and I'm doing that. It starts to add up.
And once you leave the trip, like when I went on my friend's bachelorette, we were having the time of our lives. Like, we got kicked out of the pool party, but the bill on that was so much because we were having fun. We were drinking. We were just, you know, enjoying living life.
You're just living life.
But you don't think about it in the moment. And then afterwards, you're like, oh my gosh, how much money did
that's
I
like
spend?
Any night out.
Yeah.
Not just bachelorette
party. But do you think men spend more being like a groomsman or women spend more as a bridesmaid?
Oh, definitely women.
I think women, because you have the makeup, you have the hair, yes. All that stuff.
Accessories.
What's the rule on bachelorette parties? I guess for bachelor parties too. Do you all split the costs amongst all the bridesmaids so that the bride-to-be doesn't pay for anything on that trip? Like, if you guys all went in to rent a house for the weekend, mm-hmm. Does the bride pay her share, or do you guys split it, you know?
All the ones that I've been a part of, it's always been split so the bride doesn't cover anything.
It, yeah.
So it just got more expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've been a part of both. One where we just all split it, and then other ones where we cover for the bride's, like, stay.
Does that bug you just a little bit? Because, like, I know it's a nice gesture, but, like, think about how much money I just dropped going to your wedding, and now you get a free trip, too?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Must be nice. Maybe I'll just get married every year,
yeah.
then.
All the free drinks and meals and stuff paid for you all weekend, and a free, you just got a free stay? Oh, must be nice.
Maybe J-Lo's up to something with this. Maybe this
right.
is why she got
her and Kim K.
Often.
This is why they keep on getting married. I get it. Okay.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, this trending is all about toxic men. Let's start with Kanye West. All right, so we did this recent interview with DJ Academics, and he said some startling things. Of course, you know, the kids that he shares with Kim K is a hot topic right now. Academics was pointing out how a lot of people are saying, well, Kanye, you can't really complain about your co-parenting situation when you're the one that chose to have kids with her. Here's his response.
They're saying that you don't take accountability.
No, that was my fault. I took.
By the way, it sounds muffled because as he's being interviewed, he is wearing a black KKK robe and hood.
Oh my gosh.
But here's.
We need to be done with this.
Here's
guy.
Kanye.
They're saying that you don't take accountability.
No, that was my fault. I didn't want to have children with this person after the first 2 months of being with her. But that wasn't God's plan.
Okay.
Wait a second.
You didn't want to have kids with Kim K 2 months after being with her? Stop lying.
Do you think, Mr. and suddenly holier than thou, God's plan? You think God's plan is for you to parade around in a KKK outfit
no,
and display Nazi symbolism around?
Too.
Like, Sky Daddy would be like, this is going pretty counter right. to everything, right?
And we all remember how head over heels you were for Kim. Stop it.
It just makes me mad that people are still having him on podcasts and giving him a platform. And then he shows up wearing that and you're still okay with talking to this
man?
Yeah.
The interview should be canceled
it
at that
ended.
Point. You don't go forward.
He also, in the same interview, he said F Jay-Z.
But everything is like, you know, but you offended Jay-Z. Kill. You know what I'm saying? Put it like this. Why? Let's take it to money. How much money do you think Jay-Z make off my catalog versus what I make off it? Next subject.
Of course, it all just comes back to money. If you don't know the backstory with how he offended Jay-Z, he posted something so incredibly hurtful, offensive.
It was vile.
It's just sick about Jay-Z's twins that he shares with Beyonce, and he questioned their mental capacity. He speaks on that again here in this next clip. And he says that one tweet about Jay-Z's kids, his best tweet yet.
And then what makes it so funny is like the Jay-Z tweet makes the
He said it makes the Nazi ones.
That even seems so bad.
Not seem so bad.
Yeah, I feel like people feel like that was like probably the worst tweet you've said.
Or the best. Or the strongest.
Like, what is wrong with this man? God. Besides everything.
What's going on in the background there? Is he now working at a diner? What was all the...
They're playing basketball
that
or something?
That one was in a different room than the... He didn't have the black hood on in that one. That looks like it might have been outside of the podcast studio.
Got it.
And they're in some building or something like that. Mm-hmm. Really quick, the other toxic man I want to cover here in this trending segment is Offset. I don't know if you saw any of the stuff that Cardi B was saying about where they're at over the weekend. She was on Spaces on X, and there's way too much audio to comb through because she was live for a while, but she's accusing Offset of harassing her, emotional manipulation, interfering in her personal life. I guess, there's been a lot of drama. I don't even know where to begin, but he's been leaving her harassing voicemails. He's been texting her like nonstop, and so Cardi even sent messages to some girl that he's seeing because he was saying to Cardi that he was going to unalive her and then unalive himself. Whoa. And so she sent this over to the other girl, and she also said that Cardi also said that Offset sent a video of them being intimate, like an older video, to the guy she's currently talking to.
Wow.
Doesn't it just make you thank your lucky stars that you have a normal, happy, healthy relationship?
Oh, my God.
I can imagine the day-to-day stress.
Dealing with that.
Every day you wake up and you have to deal with something new or deal with something like a Kanye's antics or something. I couldn't imagine having to deal with that on the day-to-day.
In both of these relationships, they have children. You're stuck with this person, dealing with them.
I'm stressed out just hearing about it.
Until those kids turn 18. Yeah. I know.
It's terrifying. So you don't think they're going to... So I might have to amend my prediction that they're going to get back together?
I'm looking at the prediction right now, Graham. You said yes. Me and Selena both said no.
I'm still not ruling it out.
Okay.
Oh, I'm ruling it out. It's been ruled out. Nope. All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right. So we talked a little earlier about why the VTA light rail service not back up and running on the tracks yet today like it was supposed to. We know the strike, temporarily over, and all service was supposed to be back running today. The buses are up and running. The trains are not. They said they needed more time to inspect all the tracks. Well, the update coming in this morning is that following the inspections, they realized they needed to make some repairs because of incidents of copper wire theft. See a lot of this in the Bay Area. Everybody's stealing everything that's not bolted down, or even if it is bolted down. Service was down for almost 3 weeks during the strike, so that gave the thieves plenty of time to operate. I'm actually surprised they didn't just steal the tracks themselves and then take those in to be recycled, because there's places around the Bay Area that'll take, 400 catalytic converters at a time. Why not just dump a bunch of train tracks on them? I'm sure they'd be like, we don't care where you got them from. Here you go.
Like they really don't care. Everything they get is stolen.
I don't. That's the thing. Shouldn't some of the onus be on them that they need to fact check that, like, some dude shows up with 40 catalytic converters? Like, where did you get these?
Cutting
them off cars.
If that equals money, they're fine with it.
They don't have time for doing all that.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Graham. Next on the JV show, let's talk about our photos from home, because I did get my lips done. It wasn't my face over the weekend.
Next. Your station, your preset.
One tap and Wild 94.9 is always ready.
Save us as a number one preset inside the iHeartRadio app and never miss a minute.
The Bay's number one hidden music station.
What's going on? It's Selena. So one thing I want for me and my family in the new year is more quality time, more fun, and more trips, which means a lot more piling in to one car. I'm just happy my Ford Explorer Platinum can accommodate all of us comfortably. Trips to the park are no problem. I just push one button and lay those third row seats down, making room for my son's bike or for our bags if we're going out of town. More memories in my Ford Explorer in 2025. That's the goal. Head to your California Ford dealers today for great offers on the Ford Explorer and all Ford models. Built Ford proud.
Hi, Shreda Gonzalez. This spring, get ready for two epic adventures at the California Academy of Sciences. From towering animatronic dinosaurs.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you just said something very interesting a few moments ago.
Well, I was just saying, so my wife, if you were listening earlier, my wife has a business trip in Chile this week, the entire week. So, I was not about to make dinner last night.
Can we pause right there?
Sure.
Because earlier this morning you said that it has just been a travel nightmare for your wife with passport rules and it expires.
Flight delays.
Yeah,
and
is there an update?
The update is she's on her flight from Peru right now to Chile, and hopefully everything goes smooth, because her passport expires in like a couple weeks, and some places have rules against that. And from what we could tell, she was going to be fine, but some flags have been raised. So we'll see. If she makes it all the way there and gets turned around and has to fly all the way back, given how long it's taken her just to get to this point with all the delays and overnight flights and reroutes and layovers and stuff, I think that would just be the absolute worst. So
think
good thoughts that
she
makes
gone.
It there. So she gone. So last night, eating good in the neighborhood. Why not? We're going to go to Applebee's. My kids have never been to Applebee's before. And I was like, you guys are going to love it. Like, it's going to be great. You're going to love the food, and, it's just a fun place. So we went there. We had a nice little meal. They had a couple corn dogs. Maybe that was the problem, because my son, right at the end of the meal, was like, I think there's a problem. And I'm like, what? What's the problem? He's like, it feels a little wet in my shorts. And I was like, well, maybe...
We were
in a booth, so I was like, maybe you sit on those booth seats, it gets a little sweaty sometimes.
And then the condensation on those things.
Yeah, it gets a little swampy on the booth seat sometimes. And I was like, well, we're leaving right now, so, tough it out, we'll get home. And when we got home, it was confirmed that there was
Oh my God.
A very slight accident. But so if you are,
did you feel like you had to?
If you're going to go to the Applebee's in Napa, avoid booth number 6. If
wow. I was going to say, don't you feel like you should have told them to like extra sanitize that, or you just kind of
put caution tape around like it their or problem? Something.
I didn't think it actually happened because I was like, were you trying to squeeze out a? And he said no, so I thought maybe he was just imagining things a little bit. Nothing made its way through.
You don't know that, do you?
I saw the shorts.
Okay.
So I investigated.
Oh, God.
I was not,
oh,
didn't. No.
This worries me. This worries me.
What's little boys there? Just, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
But you don't grow out of it. There'll be times in college, I'm sure, where you're leaving and be like, should I call back that Applebee's and let them know that I just.
You know what the difference is between other people, though, and your poor son is the fact that. His accidents are being, like, broadcasted
right.
to the whole Bay Area.
Poor thing. Does part of you feel like you shouldn't be talking about this?
Part of me, but then part of me thinks it's hysterical.
Yeah, it is hysterical. Yeah. But I think it's okay as long as they're young enough to not realize it's being talked about. Once they hit those teenage years, then you kind of ease back, bro.
Ease back, yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Graham.
You're welcome.
All right, our photos from home. JV Morning Show is where you want to go to check out our pictures. You know, every Monday we bring a picture from the weekend. So I'll start. Mine is a before and after. I went and got, I call them slight lip injections. I didn't go full on dramatic. People hear lip injections and they think like balloon lips. Like, no.
I think like reality TV.
Yes.
I've been on it for seven seasons now.
It's not that. It's not that. But I did
not
get.
Not yet, right?
Not yet. Give it a year or so.
And slippery slope.
Who knows? But that, so I have my before and after there because I went Friday afternoon. So, yeah.
And you have a little bit of bruising right now, but that's going to go away.
The bruising actually right now is kind of bad on like one side. I'm not going to lie.
Can I ask some lip filler questions?
Yeah.
How long does it last for? Or does it eventually like get absorbed?
Yes.
I don't know like how it works.
Yeah, it eventually goes away. And I asked Yaz, she's the injector who did it. I was like, how long does it last? And you know, anywhere from like 6 months to a year. It really varies by person. She said that some people will metabolize it faster. Like if you're like working out like really, really hard and like you just, your body will just absorb it quicker.
I also heard if you don't drink enough water that they also don't last that long. So
they just dry and shrivel up.
I don't know. Jess also told me that filler stays in your body forever. And then I asked Yaz that and she said no. So.
Oh, I believe what I saw on TikTok.
I'm going, there you go.
I believe the nurse who injected me.
Might need a third opinion on this.
Anyways, but there's my before and after. It's really subtle. I really wanted more of it on my top lip just because I felt like it was like so skinny compared to my bottom lips. I just wanted a little bit more balance. So that's what you're going to see there in my picture.
Got a little more balance. Got a little more balance. My picture is a photo of my kids. My wife ordered a meal kit. She ordered a couple meal kits while she was gone because she's like, you're going to need some help this week. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And one of them came packed in some dry ice. So, but you know, you take the dry ice out and put it in a bowl of water and then, you know, bubbles and smokes all over the place. And then your kids think you're the coolest. So if you ever need to do that.
That does look cool.
Impress the kids. Yeah, it got, as you add more and more hot water to it, it goes crazy and smoke was going everywhere. It looked like a set of
like a witch's
brew. Yeah, it did. Like a set of a Halloween movie. You can see a little piece of my kitchen that I built back there too.
It looks like out of a magazine.
There. Thank you.
Whoa.
Love it.
A lot of hard work went into that place.
Wow. So who are you going to leave it to, your daughter or your son?
Neither of them. I'll have to sell this
sell
place.
It.
To,
make a fortune.
Make my money.
my photo, I went out to San Jose on Saturday night, and I'd like to report that there was no throwing up at the end of the night.
Nice job.
Thankfully. So that
good
was
job,
and
Jess.
I did get a hot dog as well, which was the most delicious thing
that
ever.
That street meat.
Oh, you got some
so
street meat.
So good, you guys. Somebody was waving at me from a car. I don't know if it was one of our listeners. But it was while I was eating my hot dog, so I'm sorry if I, like, looked very confused and had mustard all over my face because that hot dog was hot dog.
Okay, so no throwing up, but what about the other end after that hot dog?
No, thankfully, everything was successful.
check out all of those photos, JV Morning Show on Insta.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.